I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Playwright August Wilson died yesterday of liver cancer. Wilson was responsible for one of the greatest accomplishments in American theater, a cycle of 10 plays chronicling African-American life in the 20th century.
I say I'm a struggling playwright, and people look at me funny, but it's true in some regards. It's like, you know, I'm struggling to get the play, the next play on the paper.
August Wilson was born in Pittsburgh. His mother was African-American, his father a German immigrant. He was raised in poverty and dropped out of school at the age of 15. He did so, he said later, in protest to the racist treatment that he was receiving in the classroom. He credited his literary education to the local Pittsburgh library, where he practically lived for several years. By 1968, Wilson was a self-described cultural nationalist on a mission to raise black consciousness through theater. He founded a small Pittsburgh theater company and called it Black Horizons on the Hill. But Wilson didn't find his own voice as a playwright until 1978. While living in St. Paul, Minnesota, he wrote Jitney, a realistic drama set in a Pittsburgh taxi station. It would become the first offering in the 10-play cycle. After Jitney came Ma Rainey's Black Bottom in 1984 and Fences in 1986. By that time, Wilson had already become the most celebrated playwright of his era. Each of his 10 plays deals with the effects of slavery on succeeding generations of black Americans. Each is set in a different decade of the 20th century. But like any great playwright, the beauty of Wilson's art comes through his prose. Using the aesthetics of jazz and the blues, he captured African-American speech like no other writer of his time.
I always wanted to have my picture taken. I thought that'd make you somebody.
This is the character Mister from Wilson's eighth play, King Headley II.
I posed for the police. They told me I wasn't nothing but a sorry-ass criminal. I said, okay, just take my picture. I asked the man, could I order something for my family? That was the beginning of all the trouble. They put me in a hole for trying to be smart. He don't know I was serious.
In 2000, Wilson talked with NPR about his writing process.
Characters start talking, you get them talking, and then you sort of find out who they are. And the idea is that everything counts, everything is there. Everything character says is there for a reason, and I just have to find out why and find a place to put it and, you know, how to use the thing that they said, because it's what the play is made up out of.
What you doing making all that noise out here? I smell pig feet. Black Mary, put me on the party. Eli, see if you can get that stove out of work. I don't know what it is. It just seems like I be cold all the time.
You ain't getting sick, is you?
I ain't said I was sick. I'm just cold. I don't know what it is.
Actress Felicia Rashad was nominated for a Tony for her portrayal of the magical Aunt Esther in Wilson's ninth play, Gem of the Ocean.
The characters are engaging and colorful and easily accessed because of his writing. He captures the way they speak. And when you're saying what they say, you just automatically go to where they are because it's there. He wrote it like that.
Black Mary! Black Mary, bring me the map. I got something I want to show Mr. Simpson.
The quilt that serves as the map to the journey of bones. If you could see it up close, it tells of the perilous journey of the Middle Passage and the millions who did not make it across. That is the City of Bones.
My mother lived there.
The City of Bones is a spiritual journey to an actual place.
You want to go there, Mr. Citizen? I can take you there if you want to go. That is the center of the world. All this and everything else you see, it's all built on that city. It all come from there. They ain't bones or just any old thing. They bones of people. Right there in the middle of the ocean, a whole pile of bones. And you see that spot right there? Now, lots of times them ships will run ground on them bones piled up in the middle of the ocean and sink itself. They go right under and never know what it was they run into. They say it's a mystery. It ain't no mystery. It's them bones. In time, it will all come to light. The people made a kingdom out of nothing. They were the people that didn't make it across the water. They sat down right there. They said, let's make a kingdom. Let's make a city of bones.
His mastery is the words that we speak.
Novelist Walter Mosley.
August's language in the theater is, for me, the deepest recognition of who I am and who I am with a whole bunch of Americans. It's our history in dialogue. And not what we did, but who we are at any particular moment.
August Wilson won countless honors for his work, including a Tony Award and two Pulitzer Prizes. Over the last decade, he was widely regarded as America's greatest living playwright. It was a title he never found very easy to swallow.
None of that stuff is in a room with you when you're writing the play. And if you're, God help you, if you're sitting there saying, well, I'm the greatest living playwright, you're not going to be able to write anything if you're carrying that around, you know. So that's all fine, but it's me in the paper, and we have to do this battle that we do, you know.
That battle ended earlier this year when Wilson finished Radio Gulf, the final installment in his epic 10-play cycle. August Wilson, dead at the age of 60.